Ever notice how the people around you seem to have it all figured out? Their LinkedIn profiles gleam with promotions. Their Instagram stories radiate weekend adventures. Their lives appear to hum along on well-oiled tracks. Meanwhile, you're sitting at your desk on a Tuesday afternoon, watching the clock, wondering if this is really what the next 30 years look like. Here is the uncomfortable truth. Most of those people are just as trapped as you feel. They've simply gotten better at performing contentment. The real question isn't whether you're stuck, it's whether you'll do anything about it. We're not talking about the undead shuffling through abandoned streets. The real zombies work business casual and answer emails at midnight. They've traded passion for paychecks, curiosity for comfort, and ended up with neither security nor satisfaction. This is Zombieland, the institutionalized world of big business, public education, and desk jobs where people feel progressively more useless despite working harder. The cruelest part? Society sold us this path as the safe choice. Get good grades, land a stable job, climb the ladder, retire comfortably. Except that ladder is leaning against the wrong building, and the rungs keep breaking anyway. Today's workers switch jobs every 4 years, recent graduates every 2. The stability we sacrificed everything for turned out to be a mirage. This isn't about motivation or finding your why. It's about understanding a simple algorithm that transforms how you navigate life, build relationships, and create work that actually matters. Life exists in 3 territories. The swamp is where most people live, stuck in routines they hate, experiencing consistent unhappiness. The mountains represent pursuing something better, challenging but rewarding. The beach is contentment, simple and free, though it can grow stale. The fatal mistake isn't choosing wrong, it's staying in the swamp and doing nothing. Escape requires understanding connectors, thought leaders who've made the journey and surround themselves with intelligent people who fuel inspiration. Before escaping, make a deliberate choice to pursue your actual passions, the ones that make you lose track of time, not the ones that impress others. What keeps people trapped isn't external obstacles, but manufactured fear. Remember Dumbo? He believed he needed a magic feather to fly when he had the ability all along. We convince ourselves we need permission, credentials, or perfect circumstances. The truth? You already have everything you need. Inaction is the greatest enemy. Duocracy means leadership comes from simply doing things without permission. Social media creates the generalized friendship paradox. Your friends appear smarter and happier because people curate highlights. Separate true motivations from false comparisons. Consider Meng To, a Cambodian immigrant who grew up poor. When his mother bought him a computer, everything changed. He taught himself web design, building fan sites, turning passion into career foundation. Steve Jobs took a calligraphy class that seemed impractical. Years later, it led to beautiful Macintosh typography. You can't connect dots looking forward, only backward. Trust that your passions matter, even when you can't see how. True connectors don't judge failure. They see it as one dot on a longer timeline. When relationships are nurtured properly, supporters admire your courage through setbacks. Failure and success are inseparable twins, with failure serving as the gateway to growth. Hard work yields results, but effort alone doesn't guarantee success. LeBron James thrived in basketball through talent and dedication, but his 6'8" frame would doom him as a horse jockey. Your natural attributes and the field's characteristics matter tremendously. Focus on strengths and passions, and consider opportunity costs. YouTube sold for $1.65 billion after 2 years, while PopCap took 11 years for $750 million. If you're hitting walls for over a year while unhappy, jump ship. View activities as experiments. Most fail, but each narrows potential solutions. The journey represents 99% of life. Results are just 1%. That said, success should remain the goal. It feels better and breeds opportunities. When passion fades, confront it immediately. Quit for right reasons, never wrong ones. Wrong reasons include difficulty, obstacles, doubt from others, busyness, competition, or shiny new ideas. Stuart Butterfield's glitch game failed after 4 years, but pivoting to their internal communication tool created Slack, worth billions. When success arrives, resist thoughtless expansion. Building an organization may trap you with less freedom. Identify what you need to defend: time, creative thinking, decision-making freedom. After rejecting Zombieland and developing resilience, you're ready to create meaningful work. Tim Ferriss built his reputation on life hacking, eliminating life's negatives while multiplying positives. His approach rests on two principles: the Pareto principle, 80% of outcomes come from 20% of sources, means focusing on high-impact activities. Parkinson's law, work expands to fill allotted time, requires self-imposed constraints for productivity. The 10,000-hour rule applies only to cognitively demanding disciplines. Simpler activities require less. Narrowing your focus makes goals tangible. Specializing in one area, painting only horses instead of everything, accelerates mastery while concentrating on what you love. The zone arrives without warning and can't be summoned. Identify your trigger: exercise, music, specific environments. Once found, prepare materials beforehand and build it into your routine. When claiming not enough time, you're really prioritizing low-value activities. Use feed readers to aggregate content automatically. Block calendar time for uninterrupted focus. No calls, texts, emails, or meetings. Short-term planning beats extensive long-term strategizing. Vision matters, but dwelling creates analysis paralysis. Executing a 2-week plan is easier than a 2-year plan. Act without permission. Zuckerberg didn't wait for graduation. The most radical hack? Quit your job. While risky, it creates extreme focus and urgent deadlines. Worst case, return to regular employment if your project fails. Your body is the vehicle for everything you accomplish. Switching from cup of noodles to proper meals, taking care of your temple, dramatically boosts productivity. Exercise teaches 4 success principles: push your comfort zone, strain to grow, create constraints, structured programs, persist, form habits, and get an edge. Join the top 5% who exercise daily. The edge means outperforming 95% of competitors. The difference between average and extraordinary is often just being slightly less lazy than everyone else. Perception and attitude shape success. When a storm submerged the only road to a beach wedding, they chartered boats for 70 guests. Catastrophe forces creativity. Facing insurmountable obstacles, you simply get things done. Constraints contain hidden benefits, like a shower's limited environment sparking breakthroughs. Limiting resources enhances productivity. Mental and physical clutter interrupts focus. Minimalist environments foster clarity. You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. Paul Graham, who invested in Airbnb and Dropbox, reveals that determination trumps intelligence in startup success. Your mindset, not your mind, governs your potential. Personal growth equals the risks you take plus the relationships you build. When growth flatlines, take new risks or build new relationships fueled by passion. The most influential connections develop through deliberate action: attending the right school, switching majors, moving without a job, meeting future partners. Getting in early, joining programs in their first year, means receiving exceptional attention from mentors who take extra care. It's risky, but potentially life-changing. The purpose of a connection isn't to get help, it's to build a relationship. When a relationship forms, it becomes two friends supporting each other rather than one-off favors. Build connections early, before you need help. Networking is like dating. Your goal should be to get another date, not just hook up. Cold calling works surprisingly well when you're doing something meaningful. Snowball sampling, reaching out to someone in your target community who then connects you to others, works brilliantly. You don't need to meet the head honcho, just get plugged into the community. Where you put yourself dramatically influences who you'll meet and become. The best places include extracurriculars, internships, college campuses, accelerators, startups, online forums, and conferences. To become a connector yourself, make introductions, nurture passion in impressionable minds, mentor promising individuals, donate your time freely, and remember you once needed guidance too. When hit with something particularly negative, losing a loved one, failing at work, ending a relationship, genuine support from a non-family member you admire acts as a powerful catalyst. A 30-second phone conversation from the right person can transform fear to confidence. Always love people and use things, because doing the opposite never works. Be genuinely grateful to everyone who supports you. Your gratitude is the fuel that keeps this ecosystem running. Listening to a connector beats speaking to one. They've weathered more storms than you. People praise experience, yet the inexperienced struggle to believe its value. Best advice? Keep your mouth shut and soak up knowledge from those who've done what you're attempting. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Choose your deep connections wisely. They shape you. A few deep connections beat many shallow ones. Like star athletes who elevate their teammates, exceptional people lift you up effortlessly. When you're falling into the abyss, one friend who can pull you out is worth more than 100 who wave goodbye. The fundamental secret to happiness is embarrassingly simple. Do what you actually like doing. This obvious truth gets buried under schoolwork, bills, jobs, and mortgages until we're stuck and unable to pursue our passions. Life isn't a tunnel, but an open field where each moment lets you choose any direction. When we stop thinking we're on a prescribed trajectory and take deliberate actions toward what we want, we discover that overcoming our fears is absolutely worth it. Life is a massive golf course, and somewhere on it is a patch that's mind-blowingly good for you. You just have to find it. Your algorithm starts now.